This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Here we go. It's hour two, G-Bag Nation 105.3. The Fan, hope you're having a good day. Cowboys news coming up at 3:20. Time now for Woolchuck's NFL news. And here's the Woolly Bully.
All right, Eagles just got themselves some pass rush help as they've reached an agreement. One-year deal, former chief free agent linebacker Josh Uche, who now will try to help replace Josh Sweat. Brandon Graham, who says he's retiring. Maybe he won't. We'll see. But there's some news within the division of some help there for the Dirty Birds. He had a 16.7 pressure rate, sixth best in the NFL among edge rushers since 2022. So Howie's at it again. That was his best year, though. 26 years old, 11 and a half sacks in 2022. We'll see. Hope he just fails miserably there with Filthy. But that's another addition. Noah Brown. He's going back to the Commandos, one-year, $4.5 million deal. And Kyle Juszczyk, who we were hoping maybe the Cowboys would kick the tires on. Surprise, surprise. He's signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a pretty great fit there. Jeez. Kyle Juszczyk in the black and yellow. I could see it.
I think every time you watch San Francisco run the ball, it's generally 44 on the move.
The motion with
44
him.
44 on the wing.
Yep. Yeah. Really, really good player.
Want to throw a screen, they throw it, you know, don't put him out in front of the screen.
Got to have a coach that knows how to use him, though.
You do. You absolutely do. We'll see. Maybe I don't know that Arthur Smith is one of those guys that'll know how to use him, but I hope the best for him. Congratulations to Cooper Beebe. We just got new extra pay for NFL players, so players get rewarded who go above and beyond their playing incentives. And one of the standout performers for the Cowboys cashed in Cooper Beebe, $705K in his pocket. Jalen Tolbert was number two at 593. Brock Hoffman got himself just under an extra 500K. So congratulations to those guys. I mean, when you're a third-round draft pick, that's huge for you.
What an incredible just direct deposit moment. You get the notification. Cooper Beebe, here's 700 G-Bos.
So a hell of a day at the office. CeeDee Lamb was streaming with content creator Neon. Now, if you don't know who Neon is, he's actually the one that was talking smack to Nate Diaz during the Diaz-Paul stuff here in Dallas.
Man, and we should relive that. That was hilarious.
They chased after him, and he was fearful for his own life. I mean, he does stuff like that. But he was driving around streaming with CeeDee Lamb. So we'll start here. The first one, this was CeeDee live reaction to finding out DeMarcus Lawrence was going to Seattle.
We lost the Seahawks. Whoa.
Who?
Excuse me?
Wait, what?
He's gone.
Who went to the Seahawks?
Listen, y'all. DeMarcus Lawrence. D-Law traded is sick. I gotta hit my man's up.
Did that just happen?
Yeah, I'm looking at the chat and they let me know. Shout out them.
He seems sad. He's gone.
I wish he knew the terminology better. Wasn't a trade.
No. It was just a signing. And this was also Neon asking him about the Luka trade. CD, big time basketball fan, and well, he felt like the rest of us did.
Bro, I got to ask you about this. And I feel like you'll be good to answer this because it's basketball. What do you think about that Luka, bro? How do you feel about that, bro?
I ain't gonna lie. They killed the city with that one.
Bro.
I wasn't even expecting that.
That
I don't
was
even know.
Brutal.
I think that happened at like, I don't even know what time it happened, but I remember where I was when I saw it and I thought it was fake. Cause I saw it on a tweet and it didn't have like, it was just a tweet, just the words. You know what I'm saying? You know how they do a mass.
I thought it was fake too.
Yeah.
I wish it was.
He thought he was getting ball sacked just like we all did.
We all did. They did kill the city on that one, though.
Yeah. I feel like you could hear the disappointment when he got the tank news that the other good players must have. Like, wow, how many good players are we going to let go?
Yeah.
That's got to be heartbreaking right now. At this point in the season, everybody knows that the Cowboys aren't going to be any better next year. That one's tough. Mm. But I think he put it the best. They've killed the city.
They killed the city with that one.
Now we're waiting. Can the Rangers and Stars or SMU, can somebody bring us back and give us something to live for here in sports again?
We're excited. Stars are certainly a cup favorite. You got the Rangers ready to go make World Series sweet, sweet music. So we're definitely all in when it comes to our Stars and our Rangers. Now, ESPN's been grading free agent signings. Mm. Panthers signing of Rico Dowdle got an A-, 1 year, $3 million. Pretty good deal. Cowboys trade for Kenneth Murray Jr. Cowboys got a C- on that one. Titans got a B+. The big thing was the numbers here. Murray's 24% run stop win rate last season, ranked fifth worst among off-ball linebackers with at least 300 snaps played. Career low for Murray. Showed some pass rushing skills, though. 11 pass rush wins and a 28% pass rush win rate. Good figure for an off-ball linebacker. But when you look at the money, that's the problem. He's due $7.5 million in cash this year. That's real money for Kenneth Murray. They say the contract there, the Cowboys taking that on. It's a little bit of an overpay.
That is crazy, dude. I cannot believe.
I would have thought that they would have worked out something where the Titans eat some of that money.
Right.
To take him on.
Yeah.
But apparently that's not part of this thing, at least as of now that we know of.
Did they get the better draft pick out of the deal, though?
The Cowboys got 7th, number 239. Titans got 6th, round number 188.
Okay, so what, the pick didn't help them?
No.
There, okay.
No. So they didn't love that move there for the Cowboys. I'm a little more optimistic on the Kenneth Murray one than I've seen a lot of people out there on Cowboys Twitter.
All the cut-ups that I've seen have not been pleasant.
Not a great cover guy, certainly. But I do think they had a change in defense last year in Tennessee, and I think that impacted him greatly. I mean, he certainly hasn't lived up to first-round pick quality. That's why the Chargers didn't pick up his fifth-year option. But he does have some traits that I like. I mean, he's a violent player. I think overall he is a good tackler. So I think he's got a chance to succeed here in Dallas more so than what he did in Tennessee. But still, he's getting too much money. I mean, that's something that's just evident right now in terms of what the player that you're getting. But the production wasn't terrible last year. They didn't mind the Kyler Elam move. They gave the Cowboys a B- on this one. And over the course of his career, Elam, he's allowed 1.3 yards per coverage snap on a 16 target rate as the nearest defender, which you can take with a grain of salt sometimes with next-gen stats. He's also allowed 23.5 total EPA, expected points added, as the nearest defender in his career, which is not good. But they like the fit more with Matt Eberflus than what he was working with in Buffalo. So there's some of the grades from the Cowboys' moves. I think the one that we're probably, other than Solomon Thomas, I think we like Solomon Thomas, but
I think the Turner one has some promise to it. The on the edge.
Oh, Peyton Turner.
Peyton Turner.
Yeah, if he can play, if he's available, right? Yeah. I mean, that's been the biggest issue for him is availability. Yeah. But he does provide
Sanborn.
The Sanborn one's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
So here was, and this is basically like All City Bears. We've got All City Dallas here, and we've had some of our friends on, Joe Hoyt, of course, Kavanaugh's over there, Clarence Hill. But this was the Bears Chicago version of it, and here was one of their guys talking about Jack Sanborn.
I'm here to talk about Jack Sanborn in a way that I didn't want to again. What did he do wrong? 19 starts in 3 years, 150 some odd tackles, always running to the ball, first class in the locker room, football player. Not the fastest guy on the field, great instincts, knew what he was doing, made plays. Before they signed Tremaine Edmonds, all over the field after Roquan got traded. Alan Williams, remember him, the former defensive coordinator? I remember asking him, who stands out to you on this Bears defense? Sanborn. When he got a chance to play, Jack Sanborn made plays. Then he was diminished, and now he's gone, oddly, as the Bears don't pick up what would have been a $3 million contract for one more year. Has Noah Sewell had a great offseason? I'm not exactly sure what the plan is, but Jack Sanborn, You were a quality bear in your 3 years here. Somebody's going to pick up Sanborn and realize how to use him, and he's going to make plays elsewhere in the NFL. Unfortunately, it's not going to be in Chicago.
It'll be in Dallas, but you're starting Mike linebacker. You're Eric Kendricks for this year, in my opinion, with Flus being able to wear the green dot there. I mean, Maris is a super instinctive, smart player as well. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens with Murray, but I think Sanborn really could end up being a hit for you with some of these guys.
Yeah, he's proven he could play at a couple of different spots. Even if you played him, you know, you play him at the Sam, you play him at the Will, the way that he's able to run to the ball and chase the ball.
True, I mean, run-hit, old-school linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the size. He's not a small guy at all. He takes people on. I said... When I was watching him a little bit yesterday, I was surprised. Usually when linebackers run under blocks, they can't get back outside to make the play. A couple different times, I'm like, oh, here he goes. He's about to get, oh, wow, he just made a play.
It's impressive.
Yeah. So, this might end up being a pretty good deal for the Cowboys.
Hopefully they help him out by getting him a nice one tech there to eat up some blockers in the middle.
It'd be nice.
Because him playing behind Monzie Smith is not going to be the easiest thing in the world.
Cooper Kupp, teams that are interested in Kupp include the Seattle Seahawks, the Denver Broncos, and the New England Patriots, according to Adam Schefter. I know Jordan Schultz was saying he expects Cooper Kupp to make a decision very quickly, doesn't think he's going to be on the market very, very long. Jets officially did release Aaron Rodgers. We're waiting on what the hell is going to happen with him. They also officially released C.J. Mosley after six seasons, team captain there. There's another linebacker out there on the market.
Yeah, and he's got some neck issues.
The injuries
I think
really hurt him.
Are concerning. I don't know what his status is in terms of just health-wise being able to play, but if the health wasn't...
It's a big name on the market.
Yeah, that would be a guy I'd be interested in.
Giants are still pushing really hard, as of this morning from Ian Rappaport on Good Morning Football, to try and get Aaron Rodgers. But fellas, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is the only Super Bowl-winning quarterback who is plus 40 that we should be discussing. Could we get the return of one, Tommy Brady? He's been throwing. Pictures of him throwing out there. He's back grinding was the post that I saw on Instagram. Look, guys, I'm just saying, if we got a report that the Dallas Cowboys are signing a Tom Brady, are we not excited?
Yeah, I'd be pretty fired up about that.
Is that an upgrade?
I think there's a chance it is, Walchuk. Now, does he have
Spicy
his...
Spicy radio, Dawson.
Does he have his...
I thought about you.
I like what I'm you're doing here, Walchuk. Bring it. He's out there throwing. Does he have his fake doctor out there with him, too, keeping his body right?
I didn't see the fake doctor. I think he was getting the avocado ice cream ready for the post-meal.
The dedication with the fake doctor was real. And if he's back on that particular TB12 routine, then all of a sudden we might have some legs to this.
47 years old, I'm just saying. Maybe. Maybe we should watch out for the comeback. Maybe didn't go so well in the booth. Maybe he's thinking, you know what? I see what people are wanting Aaron Rodgers, who stinks now. What are they going to do for me?
I do think that the ownership stuff makes this difficult, right?
Does it? Maybe.
I don't know if you can.
We had this conversation last year, and he can.
He can have ownership stake in one team and play for another.
They have to vote on it. Basically, the rest of the owners have to vote on it. Now, I guess the owners maybe that don't want him to go to said team can then band together and be like, screw this, we're voting no.
That whole division, I would imagine.
Maybe.
That would be freaking awesome. I would love to watch Tom Brady come back at, what is he, 45?
47 now.
He's 47 years old?
And I might be getting ball sacked on the age on the article here. It said 47.
I think you're getting ball sacked.
You don't think he's that old?
He's not a day over
99
45.
Draft.
He's 47 years old.
He's 47 years old. He'll actually be 48 when the season starts.
Accurate reporter.
I bet he's still better than Dak, though.
I'd take my chances.
The problem is, and Tom knows this, he only wants to play if we could win the Super Bowl. So you have to, like, go build the super team around him.
That's true. You and know. You don't think we're there yet?
No, the Cowboys should never do that.
Kyrie Irland didn't do it for you?
I mean, the Niners would be interesting.
No.
Kenneth Murray's not moving the championship needle for you?
No Javonte Williams? Didn't love that one?
I appreciate your guys' attempts at making humor out
I'm
of this.
Trying.
They did re-sign their long snapper. Let's not lose sight of that.
And Brian Anger, who had a very, very highly contested market. The Broncos are trying to get our punter, and he stayed with Dallas. That says a lot to me.
And they got this $2 million linebacker. I thought that was a pretty good sell for 5 minutes. About 10 minutes ago on Sanborn.
Yeah.
That was A-plus work.
Lunch pail guy, is that what you called him?
Yeah.
You're not buying in on him?
I mean, I'm buying in on him as a tryhard.
Prime, dude. He's going to get himself a fat
coaches love these kind of guys.
That's my dude.
You know, if you the troubling thing around the Cowboys is they'll up and have a situation like this and end up giving a dude that the coaches love like 10 times more than the market would give him.
Since I got the fastball working, I also am going to report Brock Purdy's not getting the bag in San Francisco. They got their guy. Shanahan finally has Mac Jones.
There you go.
2-year deal, $7 million. They're just going to rock with Mac Daddy Jones.
That's
it. Turned out they are not very good at targeting quarterbacks, scouting them.
Shocker.
Up.
Quarterback whisperer, that
0-2 in that draft. NFL news today is in the books. It's time for the scene note. We'll get you up to speed. The Cowboys news of the evening is coming up next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan. Welcome back, Nation. It's time to hit the C-Note. Cowboys News of the Evening. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Cowboys are on the lookout for their next bust. Turns out, Brian, the Cowboys actually do want players that could bust on you. They want all of them. And if you busted at any point in the last 9 or 10 years, you were on the Cowboys' radar. It's funny. Okay, Ryan Clark had a quote go viral on NFL Live audio here. Is this the best explanation for why they're doing it the way they do it?
So this is a great signing by Seattle, another loss by the Cowboys.
They don't care. I'm convinced the Cowboys just don't
care.
They're
in that mode?
Yeah, Cowboys just like, hey, man, it is what it is, dog. We're going to see what happens. We ain't trying to get no better than all season.
Like, help.
You know what it is? See, they feel like a guy like Peyton Turner, who they signed as a free agent, like, we'll just slap him in there. He'll be good enough.
You better watch the
money. I know that, but I mean, they just look at that. Like, they're looking at him and Solomon Thomas. Look, the way Dallas gets run through, And they just sign guys like they're just like, hey, you know what? They'll just out effort them and wild hustle them. Wild
yeah, all right.
Like, I mean, the amount of times that we've sat here and tried to even list off all of the needs that Dallas still has, and they're letting DeMarcus Lawrence.
That's a big loss. Think about it. Then 1 year they lose him and Zach Martin. When it comes to like,
it's character and grit and leadership. Yep. When you watch DeMarcus Lawrence play, he was the one guy on the front
left it
defensively
there.
That played football like it was supposed to be played. Yeah. He played on the other side of the line of scrimmage. He was about hat in hands. He was about leverage. He played this game and gave them a sense of physicality that really nobody else did, even with Micah being their best player.
Yeah, Ryan Clark, the headline quote off of that, they don't care. I don't know. I think they do care. They just don't want it bad enough to try to go make it happen. They're going to let it happen based on how they team build. And we'll see how it goes here over the next couple of years. Brian mentioned it yesterday, and this is the first time where maybe since the early 2000s, they could be looking at multiple 5 or 6 win seasons in a row. Maybe that would be a pivot in their team building approach. But until then, I think Ryan Clark hit the nail right on the head, and as disappointing as last year was, it hasn't shaken them into caring enough to make sure they're doing anything other than replacing it with the worst possible players that you could. You know, they want to make sure they have enough players to go out there. And I think the thing that rings in my head in a time like this is after a game when Jerry talks about being embarrassed by the performance of the football team, I think they want to make sure they don't do that. And that might be another weakness, because if you're not willing to play that bad of football, then you can never really properly rebuild with the you know, kind of a tank move for a sustained period of time. But that is where they are. And Ryan Clark said they don't care. Brian, is that what you pick up? They're putting down?
Oh no, Ryan is. I have a lot of respect for Ryan and what he thinks about the football team. It's really, really difficult to me because I'm trying to kind of figure out, you know, the free agency aspect of it. I'm trying not to lose as many guys as they're losing. You know, I think, like I said, I think there are a couple of guys that they signed that are worthwhile for, you know, potentially going forward. I just think you put so much pressure on your scouts in the draft. And I just wish there was a way that they didn't do that. I mean, 2 years ago, we were in this situation, we say, hey, don't worry, Will draft us out of this. Will will figure out a way to draft us out of this. That's the thing that's scaring me right now, is I don't know if they're going to be able to draft their way out of this. You know, that's the thing that I, and
well,
especially
they 100% cannot.
And especially, listen, they don't give a damn what I think, you know, but when I start to hear about players that are, we talked about the, you know, the Georgia in, you know, the Will Johnson not running. I could be dead wrong about that, you know, but there's a lot of other people that are saying the same damn thing. And, you know, if all of a sudden, if these guys show up and you have another bad draft, you know, that's a big problem. They are losing the arms race right now, I think, to the Eagles.
Well, if all due respect to them, if they have another bad draft this year,
yeah,
then I don't know that we can keep going back to the well and saying they're a good drafting team.
Oh,
you can't miss 3 straight years on a first-round pick. And I'm still holding out hope on Guyton. Mozzie's clearly not a first-round talent.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not developing into that. He can end up being like a serviceable, good starter, not first-round caliber, right, which is what they're trading for right now. They're trading for guys that are, they hope, and potential. They're trying to envision a player that just hasn't existed in the NFL.
Well,
Kyrie Elam hasn't been a good corner.
Yeah.
Peyton Turner hasn't been a good end, right? Kenneth Murray Jr. has not fulfilled a first-round linebacker role in the NFL. So there's talent there. But I think the bigger thing for me is, Brian, it's not that they don't care. I don't think they're hungry. Jason Kelce famously had the hungry dog runs faster. Where's the hunger in that front office? They don't have to be hungry. They're fat and happy on 3 championships, on making a bunch of money every single year, knowing their job is secured.
I said it earlier, though. We've talked about it. That guy at Philadelphia, he wakes up every day. And when I say desperate, I'm not talking about desperate to lose his job. I'm talking about he's desperate to make his team better. Maybe it's hunger, whatever, but I just don't think they're desperate enough to do. I don't think they have the stomach to do what they need to do to turn this thing around. You know, I don't think they, you know, we talk about all ins and things like that. No, it's just about comfort. It's about, you know, hey, we'll try and fill this hole, do this, that, and the other. But I just don't see the desperate with this football team.
It's hard to enjoy your life if you also want to be driven to win Super Bowls. Like when we had Chris Young on a couple of weeks ago at spring training, we talked about how competitive he was. Yeah. The first thing out of his mouth was, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones talked about how earlier in his career, you know, this drive to succeed and to stay at that level can create a lot of stressful days, and he just doesn't want to have an experience like that. And I don't blame him, because you're an owner. And that's why most owners hire a GM. You're paying somebody like Landman to be out there, boots on the ground, and go through that hell that it takes in order to be a successful operation.
See, that's the thing about with Jerry, man, there was a time where he was desperate.
Yeah.
When he was paying, you know, when the bills were due and it was...
You're losing $1 million a month. He tells the story.
That's when he was a hungry dog, and now he's a fat cat.
That's when right there it was like, man, I can't... I got to figure out a way to get this thing turned around.
Yeah.
And I just don't see that anymore with that group. I just don't. And
they would really like to win.
When they talk, like when Steven's talking, when Jerry's talking.
They don't look at personnel 24/7. They don't. They don't do everything in their power to make their team better.
Well,
that
and it's
way.
Clear because what they're doing, it seems, is just going back on their draft notes on these guys. Yeah. Like, these are guys that we thought were good players. All of them were top 75 picks that they're bringing in here. And heck, some of them might work. You know, I don't hate some of the moves that they've made. It just doesn't seem like it's enough. I mean, the one, and we're getting some texts in, like, what's the one move that you, the Dre Greenlaw signing is the one that I'm like, I would have loved them to do. That was an affordable contract. You look at what Rico Dowdle got. Like, is Javonte Williams better than Rico? I personally think this was Rico and his agent thought the market was going to be better for him out there. And the Cowboys made an offer and they thought they can go get more. They couldn't. So they ended up settling for the same deal, basically, that Javonte Williams got.
So they just said, you know, we can't come back hat in hand.
Well, the Cowboys pivoted already. The Cowboys went ahead and signed Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, well, then they've got a running back. So we need. So he goes home basically to Carolina. Yeah. That's where he played his college football. He's from that area. So good move for Rico. But ultimately, like, these aren't moves that are they upgrades for you? That time will tell. But they're filling out the bottom of your roster. Like, you needed bodies. You needed depth.
Yeah.
They're hitting that. But these are not moves that are making you more of a serious contender by any means.
Players really, 40 through 53.
I know I asked you guys about this a couple of days ago, but the stuff and how the Rico played out, now that we know about it, it really makes me wonder what kind of a role they have in mind for Javonte Williams. And maybe it's going to be bigger than third down back or obvious passing situation back, and that would be terrifying because he's not going to be able to produce on the ground nearly what Rico did.
No, that's the problem. If you think that his role really will be as a pass catcher and a pass blocker,
because
you can't lean on him. Yep. In the running game.
No, they got to draft their starting running back.
Yeah. But it's really hard when the most powerful person in an operation isn't the hardest working, isn't one of the smartest guys, because there's people that don't want to disagree with the ultimate decision we're going to making and don't want to speak up because of what they're doing to keep a job. And the Cowboys desperately need somebody to speak up and to be accountable and to be responsible for doing a better job on all of this. And hopefully they'll get the catalyst here in the coming, I think, years, maybe a couple years away. Okay, Josh Allen talking about giving up the extra $5 million continues to resonate across Cowboys Twitter and in the headlines as well. Could have gotten about $5 million more if he'd really fought it out, and basically saying it just didn't matter that much to him. And I don't think this is on Dak being greedy at all. I love it when a player knows his value and negotiates hard against the Jones family. I think it's funny, but it's really about the Cowboys being so lazy in the negotiation, they can't even put in the hard work to get the asset they claim to value the most, which is cap space. We have multiple players now saying, never heard from them. Mike McCarthy barely had a negotiation. Like, they're just checked out. Why aren't the Cowboys farther along in the Micah Parsons deal? He wants to talk. He's mentioned it several times in the media. Are the Cowboys talking to him? No. Why? They want the billionaire lifestyle of being accountable to nothing and just getting to do whatever they want any day of the week. And now they're applying that to the football team while being the most powerful people inside the organization. We're watching something profound happen with this organization, with this football team, as they no longer have the foundational great players in there that can, you know, generate playoff seasons. And that's a new reality. It's going to smack them in the face, Chief.
I'm just looking at a couple of the deals that they easily could have done. You mentioned the Dre Greenlaw one. And I think Sanborn's probably the only guy they brought in who's like actually starting caliber. Everybody else that they brought in is more of a rotational or backup type player. Sanborn being the only one that is probably going to start for you, even though he wasn't even always a starter in Chicago. But with where they're at linebacker right now, he definitely is. Bobby Brown, 24 years old, from the Rams, 330 pounds, one of the better run stuffing defensive tackles in the league. 3 years, $21 million.
Local guy, played at Allen.
Easily could have brought him in. 24 years old. He's an immediate upgrade over Mozzie Smith. Mm-hmm. That was 3 years, $21 million. Nick Westbrook Akine, I think Akina. Is how you say his name. Akina.
Yeah.
Wide receiver for the Tennessee Titans. 27 years old, 6'2, 211 pounds. He would have been a big body receiver who had nine touchdowns for the Titans last year. He's a great red zone threat. He got 2 years for $6.5 million from the Dolphins.
Yeah, he's a deep threat.
That's a guy who it would be a 6'2 body opposite CD Lamb for $6 million over 2 years. He had nine touchdowns with the Titans last year. You have red zone issues all over the place in your offense. 2 years, $6.5 million.
Wow.
I don't even know that they know that he exists in the world, let alone in the league.
See, I was gonna say with the money that you gave to like Rob Jones and Kenneth Murray, you could have bought like a $12 million a year player and got somebody of bigger impact, but you wouldn't even have to do that. Yeah, got a guy here for three.
Mike Hilton is still available. He's not going to command much.
He's also an injured, banged up guy.
That's the one thing. And Eric, I know you've been bringing it up a lot, but the one thing, and I asked somebody about him, like this, I asked people, they say he's always hurt. That's what you're always kind of dealing with, injuries. So I was just kind of curious by that whole
and
thing.
And that's totally fair.
Yeah,
but. I mean, that's the reason they give.
I mean, the guy makes plays. But they always.
When Peyton Turner's always hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be consistent with it.
I mean, those are just easy, just low hanging fruit ones. There's probably 25 deals in free agency that are that could have been financially very responsible and helped you immediately and actually gotten you starters.
Okay, we're going to step aside, come back with some Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got some questions for my guys, just things that I'm curious about. We'll do those next.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Time for Krusty's Corner. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant for coming along with us today. I wanted to ask you guys this question, if I could, just off the jump, among the other questions that I have, and I didn't know if you guys had a thought on it or not, but hopefully you will. There seems to be a lot of veteran wide receivers that are still available in free agency. Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, Keenan Allen, Tyler Lockett, Brandon Cooks. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that so many of these veteran wide receivers, Dawson, you have a thought on that? Why you think that all these guys are still available? And should the Cowboys look into one of these guys?
I think there's a lot of them. I think there's been a lot of good young wide receivers come into the league that probably give you more upside for less. And there's enough draftable wide receivers this year that teams are kind of thinking, well, why do I want to spend a $12 million right now for Cooper Kupp when I might be able to draft a better player in the second or third round?
Chief?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly the answer right there. You can get, for the last, at least 5 years, we talk about the draft just being loaded and deep at receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So overpaying for a veteran guy who is nowhere near the height of his powers, all those guys are nowhere close to their primes anymore. So,
yeah, like the only one you really saw sign was DeAndre Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
So this might be one where like all you need is another one and then you get a domino effect. But it does seem like this market, if it stays, it might be post draft where you see some of these guys start to sign, because a lot of them, Amari's dealt with injuries. He was traded midseason, probably now not the same player that he was. Certainly Diggs is coming off of a surgery. Keenan Allen, it didn't go great for him in Chicago, but that's still a player that I'd have interest in. I think he might be perfect next to CD on like a 1 or 2 year deal.
Yeah, I'll swing back to you on this one though, Zach, because you've seen a lot of these college wide receivers. this isn't as deep of a wide receiver crew as we've seen in the past, right?
No, not at all. I mean, when you look at the guys in the first round this year, like Tet McMillan, I think can compete in any of these top draft classes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know that we'd have Luther Burden and Matthew Golden, like, good players, but I don't think they're in the top five of the draft classes in the previous 3 years.
I'm just kind of thinking, like, I just wonder, usually because when there are a bunch of young wide receivers, and I understand that. I just don't, the depth of it, though. I just, it's kind of curious of why these guys are still out there. And you guys mentioned it, maybe it's, you know, but maybe we're to the point where it isn't a $10 million a year receiver. Can I ask which one of those guys you would like to have? If you could have a wide, if you could bring a veteran wide receiver in of Cooper, Diggs, Kupp, Allen, Lockett, and say Cooks.
I would probably go the Coopers, Cooper Kupp and Amari Cooper. Those would probably be the two guys that I would go for.
Where's Lockett at this point in his career?
I think he's pretty much, and I love Tyler Lockett. For a long time, I thought he was the most underrated receiver in football. I don't think that he fits, and I think that he is probably done.
Isn't Stephon Diggs the guy with the most upside right now?
Yeah, Diggs still is a good player. I mean, Diggs is still probably the best out of that bunch. Now, he is coming off an injury, though. Right. I mean, last year when it came to being able to create separation, his numbers, everything were still really, really good. Top 10 receiver quality. But, I mean, coming off of the injury, and then you do have to factor in, like, is it going to be a good thing or a bad thing, him being paired with his brother? Like, is that like these two are now going to get into a trouble together, or are they going to keep each other out of trouble? That's something you've got to know the pair better than what I do to be able to answer that. Keenan Allen or Amari Cooper, I think, would be, because you know that Dak and Amari Cooper work.
Yeah.
We've got a better understanding since Mike McCarthy's gone that a lot of those issues were more McCarthy-driven than they were Jones-driven. Mm-hmm. So maybe there could be a reunion there. But Keenan Allen's just like a no-drama guy for me. Like, I think that he feels what you kind of want. Bigger-bodied receiver, can run slants for you, can win underneath, still showcase that he can be productive even last year in Chicago. And at 32 years old, like, I don't think he's going to be super expensive. So, and I think he's shown a willingness to also groom some younger guys.
Sure.
So even if you still drafted one, Keenan Allen makes some sense to me out of those names.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking for that X, that guy to play opposite. And I think there's some options there. Maybe, I think, Chief, you might be right. This might be a post-draft kind of a situation where all of a sudden, you know, these guys, once one guy goes, everybody's kind of like diving in. Oh, I've got to be able to get my guy. Dawson, I have a question for you here. What Cowboys coach has the most pressure on him?
Cowboys coach most pressure. I'd have to say Schottenheimer. You know, you finally get the opportunity. You're the head coach.
Uh-huh.
Seems like, you know, this is a big moment where if his plan comes together, he might be getting celebrated as one of the, you know, not young, but one of the new head coaches in the NFL that could have some answers for you. So I'll go with Shoddy.
Chief?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's going to be the head coach, but I think Eberflus is going to have a big challenge on his hands because he's not going to be working with too much. I mean, the holes on the defense, I think, are pretty large. So, and he's following Zimmer, who ended up getting things together, and people had respect for him, especially as the season went on. Dan Quinn obviously had a pretty good run as the Cowboys' defensive coordinator, but I don't think Eberflus has a whole lot to work with.
How about you there, Wooly?
I like those answers. I'll throw in Clayton Adams. Because if this run game all of a sudden, like, we're not seeing everything that we've been billed with Clayton Adams. Like, I don't remember a guy who's not even calling plays getting this hyped that a coaching staff has signed.
Yeah.
He kind of seems like Mr. Fix-It guy. And if he doesn't fix it, it's like, okay, well, were you just overrated? Did we just totally misread you?
That's what I wanted to ask on the kind of a follow-up is, are we overhyping these guys? Are we reading into too much of where they've been and what they've done, or is it worth the hype?
Well, I think we'll find out, but just the process of how they went about getting these guys and their track records, I think, is worthy of the optimism. But there's certainly a chance that this falls flat and we have overstated it. But from what we know about the way they went about it and what these guys' backgrounds are, I think it's 100% fair for the offensive side of the ball to feel good about where this thing's headed.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to be patient. I don't know if we're going to be able to draw our evaluation from the results. You know, it has to be a deeper search for evidence, because it might take multiple recruiting classes to find players that are good enough, to find players that have the exact traits, you know, to bring some of this thing to life.
I kind of feel like, I like where these guys have come from, and I like their backgrounds and talking to people that have been with them. I like all that. I just hope we haven't hyped them up too much.
It's possible, but gosh, we're grasping at straws for anything to be positive about. So I think just the fact that they didn't hire friends, like that's exciting.
That's exciting. All right, Zach, I'll come back to you on this one. How will Tank Lawrence be remembered here?
I view him as underrated and underappreciated personally. But I think a lot of fans, and we've gotten some texts, like, he was hurt a lot. The sack numbers, I think, end up being an end-all, be-all for a lot of people out there. Got overpaid, signed a big contract, didn't live up to it. I think everything Ryan Clark said about him is exactly what you see when you watch DeMarcus Lawrence in the All-22. You knew what you were getting down in and down out, played with violence. He was consistent. He was the only guy that I do think was a solid run defender that you've had over the last 5 years. He was a leader in the locker room. Like, I'm going to miss him. I liked DeMarcus Lawrence quite a lot here. I think he'll be viewed similar to how Tyron Crawford is, that, like, just never got the love that he deserved.
How about you, Chief? How will Tank Lawrence be remembered here?
Yeah, I think Walchuk nailed it for the most part. On the field in particular, he will be underrated because he didn't have the sack numbers and he did have the injuries. So I think some people understate just how solid of a player he was. And he was a high character player, the effort, all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I think some of the locker room leadership stuff is a little bit overstated. I think the intangible factor is probably overrated. But him on the field, I think most Cowboy fans will be underrating him.
Yeah, even when he was at his peak and he was playing great and he was available, I felt like fans underrated him. So I would say he won't be remembered much at all by a lot. I think people that really know football and locked in and just didn't look at the stats, they know that Tank was really one of the best defensive linemen that we've had here for the last 25 years. I can only think of DeMarcus Ware and Micah Parsons maybe as being better.
I think Greg Ellis maybe been thrown at me. I think Greg Ellis is kind of an underrated guy.
Similar to Greg, right?
Yeah, very similar.
Long career, very productive.
Yeah, Where is Greg now?
He was coaching. He's coaching.
Yeah,
he's not coaching with the Cowboys anymore.
It's not with the Cowboys,
He was brought over by Zim, right?
Yeah, he's. I think he's trying to get on at North Carolina with that crew.
Okay. Oh, okay,
that's
cool.
Where he's North Carolina Tar Heel
guy. School, but I think that we'll remember him as a guy that the box score didn't always tell the story with this guy. I think that the way that he played, the way he went about his job, the dirty work that he did at times, and maybe sacrificing himself for the sacks and stuff like that, the way he played, I think they're really, really going to miss this guy. And I hope he has good health going to Seattle. But he was a guy that the tape told the story about how good he played. If you didn't watch him play that way, you kind of missed out a little bit of really how great of a player he was.
My Seattle guys called me today and they said, man, is he still good? I'm like, man, he is good.
He's good.
You know, this is one of those players that just did not quite become that household name and break into stardom.
Right.
But
right.
He's going to do a lot of things. If he'd been part of a great defense, he could be a legend. I think that much of him as a player. Thank you, Krusty.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Jeff Kolb, Fox 4, joins us. We'll talk local sports with him coming up next year. It's the G-Back Nation and the Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late.
5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.